Country Electric Incorporated is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving Martin, St. Lucie, Palm Beach, and
Broward County.
You're
listening to WCNO, Palm City.
And it's a new day, and I'm your host, Rhett Palmer. We've got a lot to talk about. I've got Joe Dillon in the studio. Good morning to you, Joe Dillon.
Good morning, Mr. Palmer. Thanks for having me,
We're on WCNO at 7 a.m., 3 p.m., and 3 a.m. in the morning. And that's because listening to the 700 Club secretly at 3 a.m., I started to learn about the Holy Spirit and Jesus at the age of 29. I was miraculously born again, and you were given 6 months to live, pancreatic cancer.
Pancreatic and liver cancer, yes,
sir. And yeah, you had an intervention by Jesus, right?
100%. I would definitely note it to him. Absolutely.
This is wonderful. Also, later on in the broadcast, we'll talk about his brother's new book is called Framed, and his brother, believe it or not, was in prison for 27 years till he was exonerated for a murder he did not commit. But the good news is he got saved while in prison.
Correct.
And once we step into eternity, I don't think that 80 or 90 years here or 27 years, it flipped for me to say so. Forgive me, because I think it's the most horrible thing in the world. But if that is the ultimate thing, then I rejoice with him. And, you know, Jesus was very concerned with prisoners. He said, "You fed me when I was hungry. You clothed me when I was naked. You visited me in prison." To others who didn't, he said, "When you did this, you did it to the least of these my brethren." And they'll say, "What do you mean we don't remember you?" And he said, "Well, when you did it to the least of these, my brethren, you did it unto me. Come in, for your reward is great." He seems to have great compassion.
He's very much so.
Guilty or not.
And you have to remember that. Exactly. You got to remember it. Your life is taken away. And now all of a sudden, you're in the pits of hell, pretty basically.
And you were a former cop.
Yes, I was I was a police officer too also. He's one of the reasons why I became a police officer. Was his case prior to me becoming a law enforcement officer.
No.
Yes, sir.
Well, this is a wild story.
I've got...
Do I smell a documentary?
Totally divine intervention. There actually is a documentary that's being talked about with my brother and his case and stuff right now. Yes, sir.
With Netflix or somebody like that,
that's
I hope?
That's correct, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, make sure you get a good entertainment attorney because you can literally make millions of
them. They're fighting over that right now.
Oh, so they are. Good. Exactly. Well, they should.
Yes.
And the book is called Framed, The Corruption and the Cover-Up Behind the Wrongful Conviction of William Michael Dillon. But we'll talk about that a little later on. And we hope to have Michael on the broadcast. Spends his winters in Florida and his summers out in the cool breezes of San Clemente,
California.
Santa Ana wind.
That's right. Overlooking the ocean.
Ooh, my grandmother used to live up there near the mission in Oceanside.
Oceanside. That's exactly
what. Well, let's get on with your story, Mariah. Yes, so you were diagnosed with Let's do the short, condensed version.
Yes, sir.
You got pancreatic cancer. It's usually a death notice.
Well, Rhett, here's how it turned out. July 25th, I was just going in for a natural.
What year?
July 25th of 2019. I was just going in. I had a lump in my stomach, and I wasn't too positive with it. So I had a very successful private investigation company, a very successful DJ company. And I said, I'm going to go and get this little lump checked out that's in my stomach.
Oh, that's right. You're the one that sold JD Productions to our good friend Doolin Dalton.
JD Sound Productions, and Doolin is just running it. He's taking it away, and he couldn't have asked for a better person to keep the representation
going.
Yeah,
what do you say about him? Perfect gentleman and
all the way.
Yep.
All the way.
I hope you're not listening to this, otherwise your head's going to get fat in the studio in there. Yeah. So that's very cool. So, I mean, you got this big thing in your stomach. It was a growth?
It was. Well, what happened was they had diagnosed it that I had a tumor on my liver, and it was covering 52% of my liver. And they said that this is only secondary. We need to find the primary cause of your cancer. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. I'm only 57 years old. I don't have cancer. This is to people that are sick. This doesn't happen to me. Yeah. I've done good.
I'm never going to die.
It doesn't happen.
Think how it feels when you're a kid.
But Rhett, it was to me to where I was saying, hey, okay, well, let's do surgery, cut it out and be gone. Let's move on. I didn't think of cancer as being a death sentence, and my faith wasn't as strong at that point. I believed in God and I had a good walk and a good faith. And these past 5 years have just changed my life.
What's it like when you're told? I mean, the doctor must have said you have how many months to live?
I had 6 months, 6 to 9 months to live to get your stuff in order. So think about that concept that somebody's telling you. You have 6 to 9 months to live to get your concepts in order. I have a beautiful wife that supported me 100%. I had some grandkids that were coming on the way that I was feeling that I'm never going to be able to see or meet. And it stops you in your tracks. Your successful businesses, you're like, where do you go now?
It parallels your brother in a way that both of you had to get knocked off your horse, so to speak, in order to find the Lord. Because there is a perfunctory following of the Lord. People can sit in a pew. You can go and stand in a garage. It doesn't make you a car. You can sit in a pew. It does not make you a Christian. And as I tell people all the time, I hate to bring you the bearer of news. If you don't know that you're born again, you're not born again. Because when you know that you know that you know, you will know. And believe me, he's no easy catch. God said, you will find me when you seek me.
That's
if
correct.
You seek me with all your heart. You got to want him. Not an easy catch.
That's correct. And Brett, you also, you got to know that people can be in the trenches of the dirt and know that God will still come looking for you. Yeah. And he will offer himself to you. And it's your choice. He doesn't make anybody have to follow him. You get the choice of that. And that's why he died on the cross for us, to be able to make that choice, right?
Now, were you always, you're a humble guy now.
Yes, sir.
Were you always this humble?
No, I was not, sir.
Really?
I've been pretty
cock-a-doodle-doo, arrogant. Where would you place?
I was young.
You don't seem like the kind of guy that ever would be arrogant, but maybe too self-assured?
It was more so, I always thought about other people other than myself.
Well, you did.
100%. That's why I became a police officer. That's I joined the military.
You seem like a really friendly, nice guy.
I did 4 years in the military. And
thank you for serving.
Thank you very much, sir.
Don't you leave here without my CD, my patriotic CD, which I did for vets.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Lost my only brother on 911. It's a long story, but I did this one up, and we put about $40,000 in with real string sections and stuff recorded up in Indiana. So, yeah, I'd like you to have – and anybody, by the way, listening to the broadcast, if you're ever listening to this and you say, hey, I want Rhett Palmer's, and you served, you can have one of my CDs for absolutely free. Just call the station, let them know.
That's fantastic. And so, Rhett, it was just a point of I always wanted to help people, but my brother obviously led me into that direction when his case was going through the court systems, it kind of, set aside where he would always talk about his innocence and said, this isn't right. But you got to understand, in the 80s and the 70s, we didn't have a lot of money, Rhett.
Yeah.
You know?
And I know what that's like. I was living in the ghetto back then. Yeah.
And I always believed, because my father and mother always taught me, law enforcement's always right. You respect law enforcement, and you always be straight.
Comply or die.
100%.
We need more of that today. I always stop the cops when I roll down my window at the red light and say, we're all for the blue.
I'd be a little bit scared to do that right now.
There are a couple of bad cops.
Yes.
There's also a couple of bad Catholic priests. The most are very giving and dedicated, police and the Catholic priests. You know, don't use a wide brush.
But, Brett, think about it. As Christians, we're not perfect.
No.
And we all fall short of the glory of God.
Yeah.
100%. So,
I'm thankful for that, because I'd hate to be here all by myself.
As many times as I've fallen down and he's been there for me to help pick me back up again, it is just a miracle in on its own. Because I always used to think, I'm not good enough for this. You know, there's other people.
People think, well, I got to get my life together, got to get my act together, then I'll come to Jesus.
Yeah.
And it's like, no. You come to him as you are, and then he'll work on you.
The 100%.
And you'll get, so 100%. No, you don't have to clean up your act. What you do need to do is just say, guilty, I am guilty. And a broken and contrite heart, the Lord will not despise. A bruised reed, he will not break. A smoldering candle, he will not snuff out. By the way, I'm quoting the scriptures. God loves a broken heart. And as long as we remain contrite, because I look at some pastors. I just came to an event recently, and I saw somebody famous, and I was like, he's very self-assured, and maybe a wee bit too much. And I said, what happens to us is we've got to maintain our brokenness. Now, I presume when you were told you had pancreatic cancer, you only had months to live, you were broken. Your brother, tell me the story, though, what happened. So who was murdered?
There was a gentleman that was murdered in 1979 from a beach in Canova Beach in Melbourne, Florida. And
Was he in the daylight, laying there in the sun, or what happened?
It was it just happened to be. It was a beach that was known to have homosexual activity and stuff.
Okay.
And this would be a known back in the 70s, 80s that people would go there, and what they would talk about is rolling. You know what I mean? You'd go there, lure them, and you'd take whatever little money they had. And
Oh, I see. So heterosexual bad guys
correct.
Would come and allure them in to be close and
correct.
Then knock them on the head or something.
Correct.
Take out.
Correct.
Oh, okay.
And what
was
happened?
Your brother either gay or straight?
No, my brother was straight. This is how it evolved, Rhett, was me and my brother were actually a couple days after the murder, we went up to the beach to smoke a marijuana joint. And we didn't think anything about it. And we had two undercover police approach us and say, hey, we need to talk to you. Well, here we are, surfer boys. I'm 17, 18 years old. My brother's 19, 20 years old, long surfer hair. We were surfers growing up. I mean, this is what we did in the in the 80s.
Melbourne is famous for its waters.
100%.
What's
loved
that John place where they sell all the stuff?
That's correct.
What's that name?
Ron John's. Ron John's, yeah.
Famous around
Cocoa
the world.
Cocoa Beach,
yep.
100%. And we were just sitting there, and they approached us. And Rhett, even my brother's case, in the same sense with that, they could have targeted me instead of my brother, okay, with putting this murder on this. Not that everybody was corrupt, but here's, you know, the details behind the facts. I'm going to do a real short synopsis of this. They pull us out of the car. They pull me aside. They pull him aside. They talk to my brother. My brother has a marijuana conviction from a younger tour. He got caught with a joint a couple years back, or a Quaalude. I'm not sure what it was back in them days.
They were crazy mean folks. I had a friend, a man right in this tour, 23 years in prison for selling marijuana.
It's crazy. And so just because he had that conviction, they targeted on him. But you got to remember, Satellite Beach, Indian Harbor Beach, Melbourne, was a quiet community back in them days.
Yeah.
You know, and
what year would this be?
This was in 1980, around there. Okay. And they pulled us aside, and then all of a sudden it was like a whirlwind tunnel just came down to where they ended up bringing him in, ended up interviewing him. He didn't think anything about it. They had a canine dog that apparently could sniff out a murder suspect from the case.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is a new day.
We'd like to thank Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie for sponsoring It's a New Day. We'd also like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care, with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting us.
So you're pregnant, and suddenly your whole life changed. You want to be joyful, but you're also afraid and anxious. How do you deal with this? Where do you go for help? CareNet Pregnancy Services of the Treasure Coast is here for you. We give compassionate counsel, helpful education and referrals so that you can make the best decision. There is no charge for our confidential services, and we will ensure that you enjoy security and strong support from the CareNet family. Reach out to us today at 772-828-3168.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpost, Lucas.